From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The grocery chain called Market Basket is doing a hiring fair today in search of new workers to replace employees who've been protesting and asking customers to boycott their stores. This is not, as you might expect, a contract dispute. The employees want their old CEO back. From Boston, Shannon Mullen reports.
It's like the aftermath of a snowstorm in New England. Dozens of Market Basket stores with slim pickings and few customers. The company's 2 weeks into rallies demanding the return of fired CEO Arthur T. Demoulas, who kept prices low and paid a living wage, plus good benefits and profit sharing. Workers worry the new leaders under his cousin will change all that.
This is not a protest against the company. It's a protest to save the company.
And it's unprecedented, says Thomas Cohen with MIT's Institute for Work and Employment Research.
You have store managers, clerical employees, and warehouse workers all coalescing together to take this action.
Market Basket's new CEOs say workers' benefits won't change, but those who keep up the protest could lose their jobs. At the Center for Corporate Citizenship at Boston College, Catherine Smith says the company has an obligation to its shareholders. But she adds the low-cost chain won its edge in part by putting employees ahead of profits.
More and more, we see companies struggling with the question of not only am I helping to create the world that I want to do business in, but also the world that I want to live in.
Whichever way Market Basket goes, Smith says CEOs around the country are watching. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.